on the top porch step, said, "We have a visitor. Her name is..."
"Hope Ladley," Hope declared as she stepped up and shook the farmer's hand. It was big, sunburned, and calloused, the kind of hand that bespoke someone who worked long and hard for everything he owned. He'd sweated and toiled to own this farm. Good, honest dirt under his nails, one of the best ways a woman could tell a man was a hard worker.
"Jacob Stauffer."
His voice sounded as icy as his eyes looked. "Lord, I'm stepping out in faith here. If this ain't where you're wanting me to be, I reckon you'll send me away."
Since the farmer didn't introduce his missus, Hope bridged the awkward silence.
"I'm a plain-spoken woman, Mr. Stauffer, so I'm gonna be up front. Your ox is wallowing beneath all that straw. There's nothing wrong with my team."
The farmer scowled and dragged his hand from her grip.
"Not a soul could say my livestock..."
"Now, hold it there a minute. I'm just using a Bible saying."
She leaned toward him a little and half whispered,
"Aren't you God-fearing folk?"
"Jacob, I think she meant the ox is in the ditch." Hope perked up.
"That's it. Then what critter gets all the straw?"
"A camel?"
The woman waddled down the stairs and stood real close to her man.
"I'm Annie Erickson."
She's not his wife. Hope felt more than a bit confused.
"Lord, I'm confounded. I must have been wrong about this being where you wanted me."
"So, you already got yourself a housekeeper?"
The woman twitched a pitiful excuse for a smile.
"Jacob is my brother."
"You were talking to at least one young'un inside. Got a passel of 'em betwixt the both of you?"
"This," Mrs. Erickson's voice caught, "this is my first."
"We'll be praying for you to have an easy time of it and for the babe to be healthy."
Hope nodded and turned back to the farmer. It's his turn to crow about his family. Sleet would look warm compared to his icy glare.
"What do you want, Mrs. Ladley?"
"It's Miss. I'm free to follow wherever God takes me."
She swept an arm toward his fields.
"Harvest is nigh upon you. I don't mean to boast, but I can cook real fine. What with all the men you'll have around to labor on your land, seems you could stand to keep me here to feed 'em."
"We were just talking about hiring two of the Richardson girls." Mrs. Erickson didn't sound very sure of herself. Mr. Stauffer muttered something about the lesser of two evils.
"Tell you folks what. You don't know me from Eve."
"It's supposed to be Adam," Mr. Stauffer growled. Hope shook her head.
"Can't be. Course you'd know me from him. Eve was the gal. Anyway, I reckon you oughtn't hire me right off without having some proof that I can turn out a decent meal. So tell me how many I'm to feed supper, what you have a notion to eat, and what time it's to be ready."
The farmer ran his hand through mud-brown hair, but that didn't begin to remove the imprint from his hat. His grim expression didn't change one iota as he raised his chin toward his sister.
If he's leaving the decision to her, he's got to be a widower.
Hope pulled the packet of letters from her apron and handed them to Mrs. Erickson.
"Recommendations from other farmers. Some folks like that kind of stuff before they make up their mind whether to keep me on."
Looking down at the thick stack in her hand, Mrs. Erickson sounded uncertain.
"I suppose we could give her a try, Jacob."
"Dandy, I'll move my mule and cart out of the way. Mr. Stauffer, are you hankering for anything special to eat, or is there any particular chore that needs doing?"
He shook his head and took the porch steps two at a time. He paused at the doorstep and looked down at his dirty boots.
"Emmy Lou,"
he called before opening the door and hunkering down. A little girl threw herself into his arms.
"Daddy, are you going to take me to see the piglets again?"
"No."
He cupped his big hand around his daughter's towhead and held her close. Hope's heart did a little do-si-do. A man who cast aside his own troubles, knelt down, and loved on his child, there was a man to be admired.